Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It's going to be an exciting time today on Connected. Pastor Sharon Colasino preached a powerful message at this year's Women of Valor Conference back in the month of April entitled The Use of the Bow, and it deals with intercession and intercessory prayer. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with Pastor Sharon in just a moment.
That much to give, or so it seemed. Just a farm kid from the country, all I thought I'd ever be. But he saved me and he spoke to me to share the gospel truth. And I wonder why he chose me. There's so little I can do. There's so many stories throughout the Bible that I read. His purpose is fulfilled by the simplest of things. If he can use some rugged wood and those three old rusty nails, if he can use the fallen walls inside a pagan Roman jail, if he can use a storm-tossed fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee, he can use a simple searching, wounded, hurting, broken man like me. When I was lost, I sold my oats, reaped more than a few. But since God reached out to me, I've learned a thing or two. It's not the tools he uses, it's the power in his touch. I remind myself when I start thinking I'm not all that. Some rugged wood and those three old rusty nails, if he can use the fallen walls inside a pagan Roman jail, if he can use a storm-tossed fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee, he can use a simple searching, wounded, hurting, broken man like me. Oh, I'm not the greatest man, but I don't have to be. He can use some rugged wood and those three old rusty nails, if he can use the fallen walls inside a pagan Roman jail, if he can use a storm-tossed fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee, can use a simple search and wounded hurting. Broken man like me. Oh Lord, a broken man like me. Oh yes, he can.
I want to entitle the message, The Use of the Bow. The Use of the Bow. And I'm going to talk about the door of intercession tonight. The door or gate in Scripture always means a portal. And where there is a portal, there's either a new season, a new opportunity, covenant being made, transactions of some sort occur. There's always something new in store when there is an open portal. Now, we saw in Genesis, or you can in Genesis chapter 4, we see that the heart or the soulish realm of a person has a portal. And Dr. Rebecca touched on that just last evening. Genesis chapter 6, we see the portal, the door of the ark that was shut. And how many know that covenant was going to happen as a result of what God was about to do? God spoke to Abraham in the portal of his tent. And he also spoke two things, that the prophecies that had been prophesied years before would take place in 1 year. How many say, I'm ready for all those prophecies to come my way? It's time. It's time. Lot was in the gate or the portal of the city, and that portal is where he saw the two angels coming. And those same two angels would cause him to leave out of that same portal because it was going to be judgment that was coming. I love the story when Jacob is running from Esau, his brother. He didn't have enough sense to know that wasn't going to happen. And he's running, and he comes to a place called Luz. It sounds like the Wizard of, like Oz. But he comes to Luz, and as he sleeps, there is a portal in the heavenlies. And the Lord is standing at the top of that portal where there is a ladder. And angels are descending and ascending. And he wakes up and says, the Lord was here, and I didn't even know it. Ha! I hope you don't leave the conference and say, the Lord was there, and I didn't even know it. Know that he is here, right here. A portal is a time that God is wanting to speak and direct your life. If I go out of this portal, I'm going into something different. Amen? And so a portal is what a gate or a door is in Scripture. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, I stand at the door, a portal. And that portal was at the church. So we see that churches have portals. Our lives have portals. In the heavenly realm, there's portals. There's portals over cities, gates over cities. And I want to talk what is beyond the open door tonight in the area of intercession. Now, what is beyond the open door depends on what door you are standing at. I know that sounds like bonehead math, but tonight God is going to call the deep to deep into deeper waters. And I know this message, the Lord has already given me his word on it. This message tonight is going to touch us in different areas. No matter what door you're at, God's got something in store for you. Now, when I began school, they called it arithmetic. How many remember first grade? It was arithmetic. Arithmetic. It dealt with numbers. How many remember that? And then when I got in about the sixth grade, they didn't call it arithmetic anymore. Maybe it was the fifth grade. They called it math. And it still dealt with numbers. And then when I got into the ninth grade, it was algebra. And then it not only dealt with numbers, but they had letters to work out the equations, and I'm not going to go past algebra. Tonight, God's going to speak with arithmetic, math, and algebra, and we're all going to leave, I believe, tonight by faith with more. And that's the reason why you need to get the CDs, because you may be in arithmetic class tonight, but come down the road, you might need to take math. And then come down the road a little further, you might need an algebra lesson. Amen? Deep, say deep. Calls to deep. Now, the tabernacle of Moses had three portals. Three portals. The first was a gate. The second was a door. And the third was a veil. Now, I love this about God. He likes to do things in the triune way, like Father, Son, Holy Ghost, death, burial, resurrection, faith, hope, love, Peter, James, and John. I mean, we just keep going on and on, can't we? He loves to do things in three, outer court, inner court, holies of holies. And I see there's three dimensions in prayer. There's the outer court, the inner court, and the holies of holies. And all three, you must go through each portal to get where you need to be in intercession. Are you still following me tonight? Praise God. And I shared this passage last year. Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Can we put that up? 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, desus, prayers, prosuche, and intercession, interexus, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, here we see three dimensions of prayer. And the first one is supplication. Supplication, this is seeking for God's heart. I've shared this before. And in the Lord's Prayer, it begins with supplication. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's supplicating. That's finding the heart of God, getting a wanting from the heart of God to know how to pray. Because let me give you a secret. God doesn't answer just any prayer. He answers his own. And so supplication is our way of learning from the Spirit of God how we are to pray. Supplication. Say outer court. Now, I said there are three doors. Actually, the first is a gate, the second is a door, the third is a veil. And when Jesus said in John 14 and verse number 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The gate was the way, the door was the truth, and the veil was the life. So the disciples knew what he was speaking of when he said all three portals. Now, the first portal is to the outer court, and it is the way. It is the way of prayer. It is the way of seeking God. Have you ever got frustrated and bored in your prayer life? Let's be honest. Have you ever gotten bored in your prayer life? No one's afraid to. Oh, one hand. Okay. And you just did it because you knew you had to do it, or somebody would die if you didn't do it, or something like that. Well, I believe there is the way. Say the way. And I love this because there's so many people that is in the way. In the outer court, you have different types of people. They're sectioned off. You have the Jewish men. You have the court of the women and the children. You have the Gentile area. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, in the outer court. And the outer court is supplication. And this is where you see the saints or the children of God. And I could do a whole lot of teachings on many different levels on this. But I don't want to hold you more than 4 hours of this. So we begin our supplication going through the way, which is the gate. And what does it say in Psalm 100 in verse number 4? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. And now I'm in the inner court or outer court, and I will enter his courts with praise. And so we begin supplication by praising God, by giving thanksgiving to God. We're not supplicating if we're not praising. We're not supplicating if we're not giving Him thanks. So we have to do what? Enter the way, the gate, with thanksgiving, and the courts. I mean, we're thanking Him because we're going in the way. And then when we get through that portal, what's beyond there? Praise.
No praise can define you. No thought can contain you, God. No other one is holy. No other one is robed in righteousness, God.
Such a powerful message we just heard from Pastor Sharon Colasino from this year's Women of Valor Conference at the World Lighthouse Worship Center here in Grantsville, Maryland. And I like what she said at the end of her message about supplication and about entering his gates with thanksgiving and entering into his courts or into the inner courts with praise. Praise, the Bible says, is comely for the upright. There's actually seven Hebrew words for praise. The very first one is called Shabak, and it is the extension of the hand upward above your head in thanksgiving and in praise for who God is. Glory be to God. And then there's another one called Shabak, which means to shout unto God with the voice of triumph. I'm shouting right now. My insides are ready to explode because of the praises of God that are in my heart. Psalm 34 in verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be found in my mouth. It's time to praise the Lord for his goodness. It's time to praise the Lord from one generation to the next. It's time to praise the Lord for what he is about to do and what he's done in our past and what he is doing right now in our present circumstances. Do you know how to praise the Lord? Praise is comely for the upright. We need to pull back the bow, and we need to shoot the arrow to destroy the enemy and the works of the devil, because the Bible says that Jesus has given us power against all unclean spirits, power against scorpions and serpents to tread upon them, to step upon them, and to snuff them out, so to speak. Would you pray with me right now? Jesus, just say it with me. Jesus Christ, I make you both Savior and Lord of my life. There is no other way which seems right unto man under heaven whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. So I'm going to trust you today as my personal Lord, Savior, and Master. Come into my heart right now, save me, and forgive me for all my sins. I make you the Lord of my life, and I'm going to live the rest of my life for you. And I pray that prayer with Pastor Tim in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, phone us up during regular business office hours, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 301-895-3292, and tell someone on the other end of the line, I just gave my heart to Jesus Christ. God bless you, my friend, and we'll see you back the same time tomorrow right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.